I present to you patient Janelle, a 23-year-old male student with no prior medical history, born and currently living in Savanette, presenting for evaluation of headaches evolving over several months, a sense of vertigo when he stands, and difficulty walking. So began an email that would intertwine the lives of Dr. Martineau Louin, the patient he described, and me. Most patients in need of neurologic care in Haiti go to primary care doctors like Martineau. Primary care doctors in Haiti can't simply refer patients to a neurologist the way they would in the U.S. or other wealthy countries, since the only neurologist in Haiti, one for a country of more than 10 million citizens, practices in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince is only about 90 miles from Savanette, but the trip takes close to 4 hours. Much of the journey is on dirt roads that become impassable mud in the rainy season. The rest of the way is on paved but treacherous, winding mountain roads, all the more treacherous when riding packed into the back of a pickup truck taxi called a tap-tap, or balanced in groups of two or three on the back of a motorcycle behind the driver. The cost of transportation to make this trip, let alone the cost of an appointment with a specialist, is beyond the means of most people in Haiti. More than half the population lives on less than $2 a day, and about a quarter on less than $1 a day. So, patients go to the closest doctor they can find. In poor, remote, rural communities like Savanette, that may be a young doctor who has just finished medical school, practicing alone and without supervision. A doctor who has gone to medical school in a country with no neurologists to teach them about the diagnosis and treatment of neurologic conditions like stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's disease, let alone how to approach a more complex patient like Janelle. When I received Martineau's email about Janelle in September 2014, I was just a few months out of my neurology residency training and had recently begun my first job as a neurologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Brigham for short, in Boston. At Brigham, I'm one of more than 100 neurologists on staff, and Brigham is one of several hospitals with large neurology departments in Boston, a city with a population of less than 700,000. One of my Brigham colleagues who worked in Haiti had asked me if I could help provide neurology training for Haitian doctors through the Boston-based non-governmental organization Partners in Health, known in the field as PIH. Founded by global health luminaries Paul Farmer, Ophelia Dahl, and Jim Yong Kim, PIH had begun its pioneering work providing healthcare to the world's poorest patients in Haiti, later expanding to work in Peru, Rwanda, Malawi, Mexico, Lesotho, Russia, Navajo Nation, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. So I started going to Haiti to teach neurology for 2 weeks at a time, first yearly, then a few times each year. Martineau had identified himself as an eager and skilled collaborator. He began asking that all patients with neurologic conditions who came to PIH's recently opened Hôpital Universitaire de Mirebalais, the largest hospital in central Haiti, be referred to him. When I was in Haiti working with PIH, Martineau and I saw patients together. In between visits, he emailed me about patients he found challenging to diagnose or treat, like Janelle. Martineau's email continued. On physical examination, the patient had increased reflexes most notable in the lower extremities. There were trembling movements of his right arm and right leg that affected his walking. The tremor in his right hand affected his coordination when he moved his finger from his nose to my hand. Martineau had attached a shaky, 1.5-minute cell phone video to his email. In the video, Janelle is sitting on an examination table, his hands resting on his lap. Only his torso and legs are visible. He's dressed in a white button-down shirt with thin, vertical purple stripes, dark blue pants, and shiny black dress shoes that dangle motionless over a white tile floor. An electronic monitor beeps continuously in the background from another clinic room.